Now, here's a question as old as time. If a child misbehaves or breaks the law, how much responsibility lies with the parents? Well, according to some Chinese lawmakers, a lot, because Beijing is considering new laws to punish the parents of badly behaved children. It's called the Family Education Promotion Bill. It'll be reviewed by China's parliament this week. And under the rules, any parents whose children have behaved badly or committed crimes would be seriously reprimanded. They'd be ordered to go through a family education guidance program to improve their parenting skills and hopefully the child's behaviour. Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, the leading child psychologist, is on the line. Doctor, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
I'm a bit worried about this because if one of my kids misbehaves, I might be in trouble.
Yeah, the devil's always in the detail. This is part of the Cultural Revolution 2.0, and the National People's Congress are basically saying to parents, you better make sure that your kids get enough sleep, play and exercise. And the devil, of course, is always in the detail. What constitutes bad behaviour? Criminal, we know. So we're going to have to wait and see what they come up with.
As much as I don't want to be in trouble if one of my kids does the wrong thing, let's face it, Michael Carr-Gregg, there are many examples where parents just aren't doing their job, and that leads to the kids breaking the law.
Well, that's certainly one of the risk factors. It depends on the age of the kid, the type of behaviour that they're under. But you've also got to look at schools, who they hang out with. There are other factors here. But I'll tell you what, the Chinese are getting very serious. They've cut back on homework. They've banned after-school tutoring. And they're really serious about making sure that their kids behave well.
They've also put limits on how much time kids can spend in front of video games as well. The draft bill says it's up to parents to teach their kids to obey social customs, have a strong legal awareness, have a sense of social responsibility, and to respect the elderly and care for the young. And I suppose the point is they're not suggesting that the parents would be locked up. They're just saying, well, look, if the child is breaking the law, then maybe your family needs a bit of education.
Yeah, it's compulsory parent education is what they're on about. I'm not sure how well our kids would go with 1 hour of internet on Friday, Saturday and Sundays in the evening.
Yes, I think they might struggle with that just a little bit. So, yes, well, we'll leave China to deal with this. And let's face it, they don't always have the best track record when it comes to protecting people's human rights or legal rights. But it's an interesting debate nonetheless. You're all well. How are you going in the lockdown capital of Australia, Melbourne?
Oh, it's been pretty tough for the young people here. I'm okay. I've got a job and I can talk to people like you.
Always good to chat to you. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, mate.
Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, the leading child psychologist. What do you think of the plan in China? It'll be debated this week by Chinese lawmakers where if the child breaks the law, the parents are sent off to a re-education camp. Now, there have been re-education camps in China where people don't necessarily return when they're sent off to the re-education camps. I don't think that's what they're suggesting here. And there are examples where you've got bad parents and kids who are angels. And you've got the reverse as well. Parents who've done everything in their power to bring up a child who's going to do the right thing, and they turn out to be rat bags.